Doug? Star 1460, good morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Second day of February 2011. January down, went down. I'll never see January 2011 again. It was a pretty good month, though. You know, today we're joined by Bad Bob, but we're also joined by our newest board operator and producer, Nate. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for letting me step in.
Well, Nate's a veteran. Also has some skin in the game. He's got a show on Sunday evenings called Sovereign Minds. Our answer to Art Bell. Plus, you have other
musician extraordinaire and
musician. That's right. So
sound guy.
He wants to learn the business.
I do it all.
You know what? We let people learn the business here.
And I think in this business, you need to have a lot of, especially if you're running the board, like Bob. You know, a former DJ work, where you can have this library of lots of knowledge when it comes to. Boards and connections and wires and sound. And so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
No, I think it's going to be fine. We've got plenty of work for all of our producers here. We're adding new shows. In fact, we're adding two new shows. One starts this weekend, and it's going to be live radio theater. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. The week after that, we start pick up another show. But today is a big day. We have... Gary Catt's going to be here. He's going to be talking about the city council and what happened last night at the city council with the charter meeting. Then we've got Phil Smith of KIXE is going to be here talking about public TV, public television up here in the North State and what we should expect from that. In fact, I've noticed since Phil's been, there's been some changes over there at PBS. But speaking of changes and beautiful ones at that, here's Linda.
Oh, gosh. Chameleon, it's Chameleon Day. No, really, on this day, and yes, it's going to be a beautiful day today. You know, of course, it was comedian Bill Murray's least favorite day, and for those of you who have seen the 1993 movie Groundhog Day, you're going to remember that Bill Murray had to relive Groundhog Day over and over again. Will not hear, Bubba. We have the goods on just what the special day is about. Groundhog Day is when a bunch of folks in Punxsutawney... Can you say that three times?
Punxsutawney.
Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney. Get up way before the crack of dawn, put on tuxedos and fancy gowns, and march to the city park.
It's kind of like we do, come down here to the station.
And pull out old Punxsutawney Phil out of the little house on a tree trunk. Then they observe him as he goes about doing his groundhog shadow thing. If the woodchuck, a.k.a. groundhog, doesn't see a shadow, it means spring is on its way. If the critter sees a shadow, it means six more weeks of winter, which upsets the folks gathered round.
What if he chucks wood?
So they fry him up for breakfast.
They fry him up for breakfast.
Are you sure they're not living in Reading?
They don't fry him up.
That's what it says.
They don't fry him up for breakfast.
No, surely you've heard of ground chuck. Just kidding. The tradition of groundhog weather watching dates back on this day to 1887, long before... Willard Scott.
Well, it was well before TV, and they didn't have a lot to do in Punxsutawney.
Evidently, I hear he did not see his shadow.
Is that right?
Yes.
So that means that winter's over. You might want to ask those people now that storm is going through the Northeast, and they said the airline industries have lost $100 million this season just from the snow and the bad weather.
Why don't you?
I just did. Okay, we got to take a break. Before we do, the movie Groundhog. I know you guys are experts out there. I know you listeners are experts. You remember the one, Bill Murray is in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Every day he wakes up in the same bed to the same song by Sonny and Cher, You Got Me, Babe.
How does that feel, honey?
And, well, and now, the question is, how long... was Bill Murray in that town before he was able to escape finally at the end? Think about this. How long do you think he was really in that town in the sense of the movie?
Hey, if you know, give us a call.
How long do you think he was in there?
Give us a call or chat on.
Give us a call. You're going to win something. So
605-4567. How many days? By the way, it's going to be high of 63 today. currently 37 degrees. We're going to take a break. Hopefully you know how many days. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Out. How are you guys this morning? It's currently 37 degrees, if you're wondering about, supposed to be a chilly day. As a matter of fact, in some of the headlines today, it seems that thousands of flights yesterday were canceled because of blizzards that promised a near-record snowfall in U.S. planes in the central Midwest. The storm was expected to stretch about 2,000 miles, dumping up to 2 feet of snow in the central and upper Midwest. So some of your larger airlines, United, Delta, Southwest, and USA, they'd scrapped about 5,400 flights by Tuesday afternoon. Can you believe it?
Well, I can. Now the questions are starting to roll in about Groundhog Day.
Makes you kind of hungry, doesn't it?
But I don't eat groundhog.
No, I'm talking about the cool weather. Makes you want to have a manly breakfast.
I don't eat groundhog. Hey, yeah, okay, think about this. How long was Bill Murray stuck in Groundhog Day? All right, you have to think about this. Jimmy says, when Bill Murray is tossing cards in the hat, he mentions something to the effect it just takes practice, six months, 8 months tops. So I'm guessing it was 8 months he was stuck in Pakatani. No. Okay, think about this. The piano player. Think about the piano player. How long does it take you to learn how to be a piano player like that? All right, think about these other things. He sat there. He counted down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stands up, walks over, picks up $250,000, and walks away with it. And everybody kind of turned around thinking, well, was there money there? All right, and then this. What about this? Just walking down the street. He has the timing. He catches the kid that falls out of the tree. Now, pilgrims, tell me, do you think you could do that in just 8 months? Well, what do you think? Maybe just a little bit longer? Somebody's in here. A year to play the piano. 10 years. There we go. So, let's keep going. You're getting closer. You're getting closer. Harold Ramos says 10 years. According to the show's producer. Okay, I think that's closer because what I've heard was, 10 to 15 years to do all of the things that he had to do in Groundhog Day. He was stuck there for around 15 years. I think that's a good answer when you think about it. It wasn't just a week. It was a long time. And how many times did he kill himself?
How many times have you watched that show, that movie?
Every morning.
I mean...
Every morning. Sonny Cher, come on. Get up, walk into the shower, I walk out.
Well, I have a great segue because something you never get tired of is really having a nice breakfast. And we wanted to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. Breakfast specials Monday through Friday, of course, ham and eggs. It includes hash brown toast and eggs. It's very, very much a hearty breakfast. Carl and I really enjoy going there. If you're never disappointed, you can get chicken fried steak and eggs. And that also includes hash brown eggs and toast. Lumberjacks.
I like the idea of going in and having a $20 bill and two of you can eat and you come back with change.
Yeah.
That's after a good tip. Lumberjack, 701. Or 501 East Cypress there. Okay.
No, I mean, really, how many times have you seen, let's talk about that. Would that be something that would be in your top 10? Groundhog Day is something that you watch on a continual basis.
Well,
how many times a year?
I don't watch it, like a year. once a year. But I could watch every year is National Lampoon's Family Vacation. Christmas Vacation. To me, that's a classic. It's taken over from Scrooge and all that because you had Scrooge in the movie.
Or how about...
And you have just the things that a really weird family is doing, like emptying his RV's sump pump down the... his sump down into the sewer.
Or how about...
Don't light the sewer.
I know this is a sidebar, but not a sidebar, but it is not along the lines of comedies, but... Tell me how many times you've seen Tombstone.
Oh, wow. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on line one, KCNR. We're being a little frivolous this morning, Ed. Hello, Ed.
Good morning. I can barely hear you, Carl. How are you doing?
Okay, turn us up.
Hey, I just thought I'd give you a Groundhog Day comment. You say you've never eaten groundhog, Co?
Well, I said that. That's not really true.
No, that's not what I was going to tell you.
I've eaten
some members of the rodent family in my time. I lived in Africa for a while, and I think groundhog probably tastes pretty good, is all I got to say.
Well, you know, groundhog or woodchuck, if it's been out in the it's been out in the clover and everything, people say it's very
it's
tasty.
Just like kind of like a bunny rabbit with shorter ears, maybe.
Yeah,
huh?
There you go. different outlook on life, you know.
But appropriate to Groundhog Day, I have a comment on subject I've called him before. Are you?
Okay.
And when Gary comes up, maybe you ask him. I just read in Bruce Ross's column in the Searchlight this morning, posted a comment there with links. Apparently, RU debt was downgraded by Fitch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go and listen to him again, but maybe ask Gary, because he was at the meeting back in December at the rate hike. Didn't Hauser more or less say that we are raising, that RU is raising the rates so they wouldn't get downgraded?
Well, that was the idea, was supposedly if you keep X amount of, now this is the way I understand, and Ed, you are an expert on this, okay? If there's anybody that knows RU, it's Ed. The way I understand it, if you keep a certain level of reserves, that then your bond rating is at a certain level. So
that's Mr. Hauser's theory.
Okay, what's
but
yours?
Apparently it didn't work out exactly as he thought.
Well, I was wondering about that. I was wondering if did they change the rules on it, or did we just have enough money pulled out of the reserves so far to drop it? And then what's
impact? I'm saying the bond ratings are entirely worthless, but I want to point out that I think AIG was AAA rated until about 24 hours before it went bankrupt and plunged the whole country into a financial crisis 2 years ago. Bond ratings more or less follow the market. In fact, if you get actual quotes on RU bonds, they've lost 10 to 20% of their value, the long-term bonds, in the last few months. Uh-huh. And this isn't, I don't want to say this is RU in particular, it's all municipal bonds. There's been a short-term panic that slowed down the last couple of weeks. But more to the point, hey, did you get your new RU bill yet?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
The latest one with the rate increase?
It's laying there someplace.
We haven't opened it. Ooh. To the fifth.
Congratulations.
It was delivered by an armed man.
My rates, my bill went up about 50 cents myself. In fact, this is also unreported in the Searchlight, that PG&E actually lowered residential electric rates January 1st overall. It decreased them significantly for people who use a lot of power and increased them a few percent for people like me who use a little.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just news that hadn't been in the Searchlight on this.
I'll go back. I think I've got the bill someplace, because obviously I have to pay it tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you have to pay it. I'll turn off your power to evict you, Carl. You don't want that.
Okay.
Did you get any, last year you mentioned you were doing some energy conservation projects, maybe, your renovation? Anything going on in that?
We did. We replaced our
heating.
Our heating thing.
And it's
with a high energy efficiency.
That's a whole other thing. Heater. You know, you have, in the state of California, you have to have somebody who is,
They came in and they moved things, which cost us thousands of dollars.
But only in California.
But only in California.
When the insurance company was talking to us
they said,
south.
Gee, this is going to cost you a lot more money.
And it did. Yes, it's $750 just to have the somebody come and inspect to make sure that the, ducts underneath the house are functional. But that's not, I don't think they do that in other states. But
okay, we've got to take a break. We've got to take a break here. We're 5 minutes over, Ed. We've got to take a break. But thanks for the phone call. And listen to Gary and call back in and see what kind of questions you have. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, on this beautiful Wednesday. I am a day off.
I just am a
day off.
Well, you were on assignment yesterday.
Currently 43 degrees. It's going to be beautiful, sunny today with a high of 62.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite, dish satellite at its best by a local guy, Doug Tooley. Puts them in, 244-1988, guarantees his work, money stays local, uses local contractors. It doesn't go away to other areas. If it's if you're dialing an 800 number, it is not a local guy. So that's Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite, 244-1988. He's moved to Liberty Street right downtown here in Reading. They're taking aim at President Obama's health care plan again. As you noticed, yesterday we talked about how this second federal judge has slapped down the health care law, saying that parts of it are unconstitutional. The part to force you to buy insurance into this is unconstitutional. And of course it's unconstitutional. How can the government force you to buy a specific product like that? As the judge said, and that next thing they can force you to do is buy cauliflower. And then people go, oh, how could he come up with a ruling like that? It's easy. Once the government controls your health care, then they can tell you how it's going to be that you're healthy. And one of the ways you're healthy is to eat those green things, to eat your fruit and vegetables, whether you want to or not. But guess what? If you're going to be in the plan, and now that they've taken over the plan, you are going to have to eat that. Well, two of the central promises of President Barack Obama's health care plan overhaul are unlikely to be fulfilled. The Medicare independent economic expert told Congress this on Wednesday. This landmark legislation probably won't hold costs down, and it won't let everybody keep their current health insurance if they like it. Chief Attorney Actuary Richard Foster told the House Budget Committee. His office is responsible for the independent long-range cost estimates. Okay, let's go over this again. He said, this is the guy that keeps the cost, and when they asked him, are they going to allow medical costs to go down and will let people keep their current health insurance, he says, I would say false, more so than true. Welcome aboard Obama Healthcare Express as it goes off the tracks. Join us on the other side for these messages. We have Gary Cadd here. We're going to be talking about what happened at the city council last night. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Are you just waking up?
Hey, I'm just, you know.
Come on, get it together.
What do you mean, get it together? I said the home. of Free Fire. You know, I'm just trying to, I don't want it to be like everybody expects something the exact same way all the time. All right.
And I didn't mean it when I said get it together. I just meant
well, that could work. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. If it appears we have a good time in the morning, well, it's absolutely true. You know, what's the use of going to work if you're not going to have a good time? We're on KCNR1460.com. If you go to the webpage, you can jump into the chat room, as many have. Now they're getting into the part about football, and then
Super Bowl. Are we going to make ribs?
They're talking about.
You're going to make your ribs?
I'm going to make ribs. But anyway, they're talking about they're having to take on a part-time job to pay the REU. And the other gent says, Jimmy says, my life is boring nowadays. I can't stand the surprise by opening up my REU bill. Hey, okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great, great people there, Joe and Shelley. They have a meeting room that people can all get together and could probably put 80, 90, 100 people in that room and protest those REU upages, those outrageous bills from REU, and then you can go over and get some coffee and really hype yourself up with the caffeine and then calm yourself with a great cigar from Tobacco and Brew. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check them out. You will never be sorry you went in there. Our guest.
Good morning.
If it's Wednesday at 7:30 after a Tuesday city council meeting, it means Gary Cadd.
Thank you for being on the program, Gary.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sharing with our listeners. What happened last night?
Well, last night actually was quite a meeting. There wasn't a lot on the agenda. I'll start off first that in the public comment part of the agenda, there were some folks came forward from the North State Tea Party Alliance and Matt for Shasta, speaking of issues on Reading Community Area Access Channel. They're from the presentation last night, there seems to be a problem. Let's talk about that
a little bit. Now, this is the Reading Community Access Channel. That's Channel 11. That's not PBS. And yeah. By the way, the gent from PBS, Phil Smith's going to be here today. So there's been a little brouhaha going on about Channel 11
for
a year.
Yeah, this has been going on for some time. This is the Channel 11 on cable. The local access channel, which I'm understanding is supposed to be for local people to put on local programming. And I'm understanding that I guess some local people that have done it in the past have not been able to do it in the very recent past. So there's some problems there. So it was quite interesting, some of the things that were brought forward. I don't really want to comment on too much of it.
Any allegations of impropriety?
Yes. And I would say, yes, that there was some allegations in that direction. And that's the reason why I don't want to
mention them. No, I know that. I've
seen the presentation, and it looks very interesting.
Well, the city really
should look into it.
This has been presented, though, to the city before. It was in right. closed session. It just hasn't been an open session.
Well, they've actually talked to city staff. There's a couple of city staffers, city attorney, and another individual that's been presented this information. And they, from what the speakers last night said, they've done nothing with it. So the speakers last night just said, what else can we do? But we got to come before you now. And they did a really good job. There must have been some 20-odd the folks got up and spoke, and of course
they got you 3 minutes.
Yeah, three minutes on non-agendized items at the first of the meeting. Just yeah. 10 of them can speak for a half hour,
right?
And then and they all spoke. They got up and just right down the line. They were they had overheads and everything else that went really well. And
okay. All right, well, I tell you what we're going to do is okay. Let's go to the lines. John, do you have a question for Gary? Hello, John. You got a question for Jerry? Gary.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Oh,
good morning, John.
Gary.
Good morning.
And the new guy, whose name is
Nate.
Elusive.
Nate.
Gary.
Yes.
That was quite a performance last night. There's no doubt about it. And Carl mentioned improprieties. The people who came down from Shingletown who'd been involved with the administration of RCAC had a lot more to say than improprieties, and their claims were well supported. But after the extended presentation presented the City Council last night concerning the dysfunctional state of RCAC, Reading Community Access Channel 11, and its current administration, do you see any way the City can in good conscience sign a new contract with them on February 15th to continue as the administrators of the public educational and government station that is owned for and by the City?
Well, I think that very seriously, that after the presentation last night, which is the first time that I've heard the total presentation like this, I think the city needs to take a long, hard look at what went on. And if folks are wondering, well, what's Gary and John and Carl and Linda talking about here, you can go to the city website and view the video, and you can click on it and go to the number 3, and then at the end of the meeting, and listen to all these issues, because it's all videoed. It's all right there to where yeah. you can understand.
And that comes
what's
out
on.
Of channel. That comes out of channel 11 too.
Right? Well, interestingly enough, Carl, you're right. It will, or it should be, broadcast on channel 11 in regards to the Tuesday meeting, and I believe it shown on Wednesday afternoon around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Although I wonder if this one will be shown or not.
I think they'll show it. Yeah.
The manager of contracts for the city, Jerry Kirsten, is responsible for signing a new contract with them on the 15th, unless it turns out otherwise. And I think if there's any concerned citizens out there who would like to look at that video and then give Jerry a call and let him know what they think about the city being involved with these type of people that are administering Channel 11, I think it would be very important.
Okay. All right, John, we got to take a break. And
thanks,
John. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, our guest is Gary Catt.
The home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, 744. It's February the 2nd.
Going to be a beautiful day today. Currently 43 degrees. You're waking up on this day. It's going to be sunny, beautiful day with a high of 63. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Hurry and make your reservations. Take your sweetheart out there. 474-5546. They're going to be receiving wonderful dinners Friday, Saturday night. There will be music with Candice Lavolsi playing harp on both Sunday afternoon. The Sunday evening is sold out. I'm not sure. They may have some more reservations left for a few tables for a five-star course with a bottle of wine. That is going to be for the Sunday brunch, the day before Valentine's Day, February 13th. But be tuning in too, to AnselmoVineyards.com. We are in the process of booking up the last couple dates for the music series, which will go till July. Every weekend will be music out at Anselmo Vineyards. And there you go.
Okay, our guest, Gary Cadd, who is our, he is our reporter, our correspondent to the city council.
To the city council. Well, let's see.
I think that thing on the Channel 11, I mean, I don't think people realize how contentious this is going to be. Court cases and everything else have been going on about this.
Yeah, that court case, I understand, has just been concluded. And it looks to me as though something needs to be done. I mean, I know I can put my two cents in on the debate that we had for the city council race. In 08, we had a debate that was a month and a half ahead of time and aired to where people could see the debate and see what was going on. This year, it was asked to do the same thing. The powers that be within RCAC and set it up to where they actually had the debate on October the 26th. This is, you know, almost 4 weeks after the mail-in ballots came out, and it aired one time on RCAC and then one time on Channel 9. And the production wasn't all that swift either, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, well, we were concerned with that one on in the first one in 2008. I thought it was a good debate.
Oh, it's really
and,
good.
You know. The moderator, I thought, was exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
And the makeup was really great. So,
but I anyway. That one, but yeah. Well, yeah, moving on. Last night, Chief Hansen, Reading Police Chief, gave a Citizens Award to two individuals. Actually, three of them were named, but two of them were present, and I did not get both the names of those who were present. But those people were James Callahan, Rick Williams, and Damon Whitehouse. And they helped... a Reading police officer
subdue somebody,
yeah, and it was I guess quite a dire situation from what was being explained last night. So that it was a congratulation to these three guys, and thank you very much for helping out.
Well, you know what, a policeman, you know, a lot of times is out there by himself,
mm-hmm.
and something can escalate real quick.
Yeah,
and you know, the fact is, you as a citizen have an obligation to help if you can. I mean, if you're infirm or little or you know, and you can't do something physically, at least be calling 911. You know, start yelling and screaming. You know, to try and gain attention to it. But if you are capable of helping a law enforcement official who's in trouble like that, yeah, you need to jump in there.
Yeah.
So
well, these three individuals jumped in and made the difference. So well, I applaud them. Oh, I did. And we did last night too. Then also, there's presentation of appreciation clocks to Phil Geist and William Priestley for their service on the Board of Appeals. So these are folks that are stepping down from the Board of Appeals, but the city's got this clock. They laugh about it, but they've got the clock, and they gave them the clock. Then moving forward, we...
How about the Charter City thing?
If I can come back just a second. The mayor also last night appointed a new person to the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, and his name is Rick Sabraka. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Rick Sabraka. And so he is now going to be on the Economic Development Corporation. Now the city charter, that issue came up. This is the exploratory committee to look into whether the city should appoint or how they should go about writing a city charter, or even if they should write a city charter. And there's 10 individuals appointed to this committee, and each council member has two appointees to the committee. And there was quite a discussion last night a direction that they wanted to go in the Mr. Duvernay's information he brought forward, and people got up and talked, and they want the city would like to see that the chairman be appointed from amongst the group themselves, a chairman and vice chairman. And another thing that was brought up was videotaping the meetings and then having them on the website or even having them on TV to where the folks in the community who don't have time to go to these meetings can find out what's going on.
I think it's a great idea. This is a charter city, right?
Right.
I think you need to do that because if this is going to be for the people, by the people, a lot of people are not going to be able to make those meetings because they'll call them at weird times, and then after they get a sense of power, then they, you know, they're going to be doing strange things. So it's in the charter right away is that they've got to be televised, and they go out over Channel 9 and Channel 11 so that people can see it. Or even better, you can put them onto the web, so mm-hmm. if anybody's got a computer, they can just look at it that
right.
way. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Gary Cabber talking Charter City from the city council meeting last night.
This chat room is alive and well. We're talking about skunks. We're talking about how to clean your skunk spray dog.
But oh, speaking of skunks, let's talk, go back to the city council. Oh, I didn't mean
no,
it like
you
that.
Didn't mean it like that. Was no segue.
I just love those people. That was on a segue.
No,
come on, give me a break here. Oh, they know I love them. And, okay, and I do. And
people who work hard for our city.
I tell you what, and for you know what, if they weren't getting paid so much, I think it's up to like $500 a month now, maybe.
And Gary, appreciate you coming
yes,
to the station after you've sat in a city council meeting to share with our listeners and weigh in on what happened and what where you think we're going.
Well, one of the things that happened last night with the Charter City issue was the council set it up to where the committee, these 10 individuals committee, will appoint their own, elect amongst themselves their own chairman and vice chairman, and that the committee will have to agree they want to videotape it. Then they have to go back before city council again to get permission to videotape, which I thought was a little ridiculous, to be quite truthful with you, because where does accountability, transparency, we're talking about changing our possible form of government in the city of Reading. I mean, every individual, all 90 some odd thousand of us that want to be involved or want to know what's going on should have an avenue to be able to do that.
I think so, too. You know, I think that is, I think you can make some kind of deal where you can just run a couple of cameras, set them up, and then drop them to a DVD or just put them straight on the Internet and just say, hey, this on this Internet, we could be part of the city. It could be mm-hmm. part of the city's server. Stick them up there and just say, hey, this is the, here's the meetings. It's as transparent as you can possibly get, and to vote against that, it seems to be a vote against transparency, which doesn't seem to be what our city council people stand for.
Well, they had several motions last night. I had city staff, city council. I'm going to take a pot shot here, but buying a book on Robert's Rules of Order wouldn't hurt anybody, so that somebody would know how to amend a motion, how to remove a motion once an amended motion's come up. I mean, to have one motion and just go with that, to me, doesn't cut it.
I think, can't you say bad motion, bad,
well,
go away?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's things that need to be done, and if you're going to be on the city council and you're in a government entity, there needs to be some rules of order, and that's what needs to be done.
Let's talk about the people that they chose. I can see, let me see, Missy MacArthur, our mayor, chose Aaron Ryan of the well-known from We the People
mm-hmm.
and the Tea Party.
Right.
We have had people, Dr. Leah Tate,
mm-hmm.
was selected by, I'm not sure who selected
it. It was by Mayor MacArthur.
Mayor MacArthur, yes. Also Leah Tate.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And great. Who
what
else
purpose?
Was on there?
Well,
these were on the council. These are going to be on this council to look for the city charter.
There
these
we
the
go.
People
I wanted
selected.
To hear that.
Yeah, I didn't bring the list with me. There's Dick Fighton. There's
Union organizers.
Yes,
Francie Sullivan had a couple from the unions.
Richard
there.
Carey is on it, and also is Chris Darker is on it. Ellen Klassen is on it.
Did I see Nadine Bailey? Was she on it?
No.
No, she wasn't on
no,
it. No, that was on something else.
And forgive me, folks, if I'm not mentioning your name.
But what I see was a cross-section of our community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the Tea Party through the union
reps.
Well,
there's two union reps on it,
yeah.
then there's Tea Party folks. So,
right.
So it is a cross-section.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. But these folks are charged to see if we should move forward to have a city charter. They're just going
to
be looking
at
the...
Can we vote to have panhandling, if this is part of the charter, make it illegal in the city?
But
can
anything,
you do that?
But anything in the charter that you want to put in the charter.
I just don't know if it's legal.
But,
yeah.
But there's one thing, before we get through today, there's one thing I would like to mention that in closed session, they do their negotiations with the unions. And we've just come through an election process, and Proposition A and B passed overwhelmingly. And we've had two contracts already come up and be ratified. And they, in essence, those employees will start paying their employee share of the PERS or their retirement payment. But at the same time, the council gave them an increase in salary to make up what they were losing. You know, it's not that I want to see people cut, but I'd rather see some of our wages and benefits cut and keep more people working for the city on the streets, such as fire station number 2 yep. and police. So I went forward and spoke last night that when they're talking about an IBEW, I think it's IBEW lineman and the police union, are the two contracts they're working on now. That they remember their promises during the campaign.
Yeah, and live up to those promises. Right. Okay, Gary Catt, thank you as
Once
usual.
Again, thank you.
Thank
and
you for coming.
You're welcome.
On this.
Join us again after the next city council meeting, which is
two weeks from today.
All right.
That's right. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Join us when we come back. We have Phil Smith from KIXE. We're going to be talking about public broadcasting and what it's doing for us.
All right, this is KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's 8:05 on February the 2nd, 2011. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you go to the computer, KCNR 1460, tell your friends about it, because once you get there, click on air and you can jump into the chat room and discuss anything from the REU, blood-sucking ways of taking money. I think that was one of the words.
How to clean your dog from skunk smell.
How to clean dogs from skunks. And right now, chemtrails and peeling off cars because of chemtrails. You know, of course, there is no such thing as chemtrails, but that's just another subject. We're joined today, of course, by Bad Bob, who's in the... Bad Bob's in the rear position. He's in the overwatch position because Nate, one of our new board operators, is here. And so far, Nate's done pretty good. He's only not turned us on once. As far as sound.
Pretty doggone good there. Currently 43 degrees. If you just are joining us, we have a beautiful day ahead of us with a high of 62. The weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And you know what I've lost today? Today's Wednesday. I keep thinking I'm preparing
today's
for Thursday. Is it? Don't do that to me. It's Wednesday. Stop.
Oh, today's Wednesday.
See? That's exactly why.
anyway. I almost had her fooled.
Can we please talk about our special guest?
Well, we can talk. Let's welcome a surefire friend to our chat room, too. Okay, our guest today, Phil Smith.
And Kitty Connors.
Kitty Connors.
Good morning.
KIXE.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Well, now, we'll never pass up a chance to take a shot at Phil. You know,
in
the sense that he brought you Kitty, we've got to be a lot nicer.
No, you don't. Really. That's one of my favorite things
really?
To do.
Really? Okay. We're going to...
He's turning off his cell, taking a battery out of his cell phone.
Is that so they... No, when you do that, that means they can't find
funny?
You now.
Well, no. The reason is that cell phones poll. It's called polling, where they look for the nearest tower. And they do it even when they're not turned on receiving a call. And so a lot of times when you hear that do-do-do-do noise in the background on a microphone, that's not the cell phone ringing. It's polling looking for the tower. So the only true way for a cell phone not to interfere with radio equipment is to turn it off completely. Vibrating doesn't work. It'll still interfere. So I'm trying to be a good host.
Well, no, that's fabulous information. Did you hear that? And also, you know, we were talking about that earlier when you get on a plane. We were talking about at which point does it really affect what's happening with radars, with your cell, any kind of thing that has to do with electronic equipment. We were discussing that last week on the show.
Yeah, I wonder about, you know, because... what they're finding is that children that have, I guess they're just people, they keep that laptop in their lap you know, for hours right. at a time, it's causing discoloration of the skin.
And rashes.
I can't help but think it's probably causing other things in your body, too.
Or a Game Boy will do the same thing. But I'd hate to plug another channel, but for those of you who watch Mythbusters, they actually did a program on that, doing experiments with, do consumer electronics interfere with airline electronics? And they came up with an absolute answer of no, it does not. But it's still federal law, so
we obey the law. My question would be, if you unhook your battery like that, don't you lose all your memory? I mean, that's a stupid question.
No, it doesn't. The only thing it does is just kind of turn it off. Once you put it back in, everything comes back up on.
Well, I've never seen that. I've never seen, except for in a movie, that when they're talking.
You get rid of it because that's because the government then cannot track you.
They can't track you.
With that little GPS chip
in
there.
Yeah, so we.
The one that they're going to probably eventually put in.
We're spies. You're really a spy, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're going to put your social security number and all that stuff in a little chip underneath your arm so then they can.
Feels like, don't track me anymore. I'm done. I'm here.
Here I am.
Okay, right. This has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about public broadcasting
and the Sweetheart Auction.
And what's going to happen this year with Channel 9. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and just the home of a lot of good fun here. You know that?
Nate's on the board. He's coming up with some wonderful kick music.
Yeah, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we're on KCNR1460.com. We're streaming. It's 8:13 on February the 2nd, which happens to be a Wednesday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks.
Hump Day.
501 East Cypress, and we're talking six dinners for $9.99. All dinners are served with a choice of French fries, rice, mixed vegetables, mashed potatoes, or a baked potato. You also get a choice of soup and salad. This is for $9.99, and it ranges from Salisbury steak to baby back ribs to New York steak. That's Lumberjacks. Great food at a great price. Local. This guy is a local entrepreneur. So, it's easy to get to, a lot of great parking, and the people are friendly. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress.
Hey, Carl, true story. When I was here for my job interview back in April, I ate breakfast all three mornings I was here at Lumberjacks.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And you're listening right now. The voice that you're hearing is Phil Smith, who is our new general manager at Channel 9, and Kitty Connors.
Hello.
And Phil, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. Okay, so let's talk about something that really hits so many of our communities here in the North State. Coming up is the Sweetheart Auction.
Absolutely.
And this is one of your major fundraisers in order to continue on with public programming.
Right.
And education.
Well, the Sweetheart Auction's Thursday, and it's a lot of fun, too, because it kind of coincides, obviously, with Valentine's Day coming up for people who are looking for a special something for their sweetheart. And this auction this year is probably going to be better than ever because we've got over $40,000 worth of merchandise that's going to be up for auction. And every bit of it is starting at about one-third of the value. So as long as we can get a minimum bid of one-third of its value, it will go. So there's going to be a lot of really good bargains out there.
I know that we've bid before, and when we haven't worked it, we've bid and done just love. We can't recommend enough for people to tune in because there's some wonderful things. And you just get informed with supporting actually a lot of local artists and local businesses that donate to it as well.
Well, and you can hop online at kxc.org and see what some of those things are. There is trips. One of my favorites is a tour in San Francisco Bay with you even get your own captain. Your own personal captain. I just think that's awesome. So you can spend a day down there. They've got trips in Oregon, trips in Washington. There's a 7 nights at the Imperial Hawaii in Waikiki Beach. 7 nights in Hawaii.
We just had a comment saying, I just love the Sweetheart Auction.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cool.
You know, not only do we have these really great bargains, but we have this unbelievable phone bank, and I want to get back to some of the stuff we have, but I kind of like to go off in the weeds. The phone bank is the Northern California Sweet Adelines.
Love them.
They come dressed up. They sing in the beginning. We stop about halfway through. We have them sing. We sell them as you buy it, and then you send them out to your husbands, your boyfriend, your girlfriends, work, and they go sing to your sweetheart. So it's just like really awesome.
I wish I could bid on that. My wife would love that.
We had them on the air last year, it actually, I cried. It just really touched me to see this, hear this four-part harmony, these beautiful women, there were four that came, and sang right there was where I could touch them. Mm-hmm. And it was really beautifully moving. And so I'm sure they're probably, at this point as well, selling the Sweethearts, Sweetheart Adelines are probably selling those when you can, telegrams, where they come out and...
Singing telegrams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
You know, I want to go back. I didn't read this correctly. It was San Francisco Golden Gate sailing tour with two nights at the DoubleTree down in San Francisco. So I want to be sure that was really clear. And that's the one that you get your own private captain on your ship. That would just be awesome. And then, you know, we have tons of these local restaurants. Nello's. Nello's is always a wonderful place to go. Applebee's, Logan's, Cool Hand Luke's, Dutch Brothers, Lumberjack's. There's just a whole list of them, and you can see all those up at our website. And then jewelry, oh my heavens, the jewelry is actually in a glass case right in the lobby of KXC TV, so you can come in and pet it and try it on. And
I love it. You got that photo sitting with T.A. Schmidt and two nights in Eureka with a dinner carriage ride and breakfast. Well, watch in. Wonderful. I'm looking online right now. You can go to KIXE and go to the auction part so you can see beforehand what's coming up. Cove Springs resort package. And again, your Golden Gate sailing tour for two nights at the DoubleTree Inn and the Beachcomber Motel, North Coast Brewing Company in Fort Bragg. How fabulous.
Yeah, just go to www.kixe.org and you can follow along now, like Surefire Friend is looking at it.
Or you can call us, too, at 243-5493 if you have a question. You don't have a computer and you want to ask us some questions about those items. One other thing for this auction is we have a huge list of items that are online only. So you can't buy it in the studio. You can only buy it online.
So does that discriminate against those people that don't have a computer?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Just
get that discrimination part out right
That's
away.
Right.
Let's face it. Let's face it and just say it's there.
Absolutely.
We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Kitty Connors and Phil Smith from KIXE. We're talking about the Sweetheart Auction right now, but we're also going to be talking about the future of KIXE. What are we going to see? What about the programming? Already you can see some changes there, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
And in my opinion, it's been for the good.
Yes.
So, anyway, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Nate, love it. Start spreading the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
The chairman of the board.
Perfect music.
KCNR 1460, we're chatting and streaming, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite, guarantees his work. He's a local guy, been in the business since 1985, except the time he took out to be in the 82nd Airborne. His phone number is 244-1988. Again, Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite, and he guarantees his work. He's at a new location now, 1345 Liberty Street, right downtown in Reading. Check out B&T Satellite.
I've been having a ball going to KIXE.com and checking out what is going to be on the auction Thursday night. With us this morning is Phil Smith and Kitty Connors, and we're talking about the Sweetheart Auction. If you can actually bid online.
Absolutely.
At which point, when you bid online, so do you already start, when somebody's doing it live and saying, okay, for instance, that Catalina trip for two nights, would the auctioneer then say, okay, coming up, we've got it already, an online bid?
So this auction we're going to do, I believe, at this point, one more auction in the traditional way we've done it, which means that other than the exclusive items and some of the items that are not sold that will be on the website until February 21st. During the regular auction, the bidding closes at 6 p.m., doesn't it?
Right,
Kitty, online?
It does.
And then after that, it's all phone. But at the same time, we're in conversations with a software manufacturer that makes a product that can make the auctions go simultaneous so that you'll be able to bid online and actually participate in the television show and see your bids change.
Yeah, we can.
If all goes according to plan, we'll have that for the auction coming up in, is it June, early June?
June, yeah, that would be our summer auction.
Okay, Sungold signing off. See you, Sungold.
Well, so again, I'm not really clear, and I want to go back to this Thursday night is the Sweetheart Auction.
Right.
What time does it start?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So if you go online and you find something that you like and you bid on it, will you just keep bidding on it? What happens if it gets to, let's say it's a $650 value?
Well, between now and 6 p.m., you can bid online.
Okay.
As of 6 p.m. Thursday, the online bidding portion of it closes except for the unique items that are just online.
Right. So then you'll bring it on the screen and say, we've already had bids of $600.
These are our current
web
bids.
This is where we start.
Where we're at, yeah.
That's
where
correct.
We start.
And
then
the phone bid starts after that at 7.
I got it.
But I think the other part of the question is, like, if I go on today and I bid $400 for that $600 item, you might want to just keep checking tonight. If that price goes up, you might want to increase your bid. You know, the best thing to do whenever you're bidding, this is kind of, I'm going to use the eBay mentality, it's take your best shot, put your reserve bid in there. If the bid's at $300 and you only put $400, but you were really willing to pay $550, you are not going to automatically pay $550. You're going to pay the next increase. So it's just like online bidding, just like eBay. There's a slot that says your reserve bid, how high are you willing to go? So don't lose out on something really cool because you only went $30 over.
Okay, right. But after you can still bid
right
while it's on live.
Yes.
Even if you had like a $500 bid, that was the top bid. Somebody says, "Oh, I want that for $550." You can still call in and go.
Absolutely.
I'm going for
right. You could be a web bidder. You could be a web bidder
and
be outbid and go ahead and pick up the phone during the live portion of it and
sure.
raise your bid.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. That's what I need.
Unless
to get
you're
clear.
In the studio there.
That is correct. This is completely on the up and up, straightforward. I'm not allowed to bid on items. I wish I could because there's some great stuff out there, but we have our own house rules to keep everything with
well,
extreme integrity.
We were helping
so.
That time as MCs, and we saw something we wanted, and
we knew we couldn't
do
it.
And I picked up my cell phone and said, "You can't do that here."
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. All righty. Nope. So there you go.
Okay.
We wanted to get one more auction item in there real quick.
Oh, I wanted to mention the fact that how much we appreciate the there were two family memberships to Shasta Athletic Club that Charlie Hauser over there had donated, which we really appreciated. Actually, I'm a member over there too, and we love it, so it's kind of exciting to think that other folks that want to get in shape will come over and enjoy that.
Well, good. Yeah, he's been very generous to the community.
And I know there's a few of us that need to get a little bit in shape. It wouldn't hurt.
Well, we're on our way down to the gym today.
I know you wanted to talk about some more things with Channel 9,
yes.
And I'm sure our viewers and our listeners have questions about how things have changed or what is on the planning board for the future, the next 6 months.
Well, let's see, a lot. I mean, some of which we can't talk about yet because it's still in the planning stages and
right.
some that we are intending to do that we can talk about. I think I mentioned the last time I was here of our interest in doing more local programming.
And since then, you had the parade.
We did. The parade was kind of a signature kickoff of what we're going to be trying to do. You know, we're not at this point trying to take away PBS programming. We just acknowledge that we don't like repeats, like I think everybody else doesn't care for them. And there's an opportunity just to serve the local community a little better if we can focus more on events that are going on here throughout the North State. One of the things we're going to be doing is writing some grant proposals to try to get the money to build a small format HD television truck so that it will be much easier for us to get out further out of the community as well as covering events here in the Redding and Red Bluff area. We talked before about the fact that we were trying to bring a show back called Red Green that we'd had a lot of requests for, but that the syndication fees were such that we just couldn't afford to bring it back. And fortunately, through a combination of some generous members as well as a generous concession by the syndicator, the show is now on the air on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. So for those of you who are Red Green fans, we've got a limited run of the show for the next, I believe it's 13 weeks. And at that point, we're going to also try to raise enough money to keep the syndication contract going because we like the show and there's a lot more episodes that we haven't aired yet.
Great.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another new
show
that's
yeah,
launching, as well as some more.
And people want to know how to
eye-opening things at Channel 9 that are happening this year. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Our guest, Phil Smith. and Kitty Connors, KIXE. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 8:35 in the morning. It's February the 2nd, a Wednesday, as people keep telling me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and that mysterious man in black. You have great haircuts. If you're a veteran, you get a discount there. They don't do a lot of that swirly things to your hair. They just cut it. They shave around your they shave around your ears and your neck, and they don't put that sweet smelling jelly stuff on it. You know,
will they shave
you
the hair
that
off the back of your ears?
Yeah,
too?
They do that, and they'll take care of those eyebrows because these are men, and they understand that as you get older, hair grows in places it never grew before, and where it should grow, it doesn't. So. Anyway, this is Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
PG-13.
Do yourself a favor. Go there. It's not PG-13. It's friendly for all. Moms, come on in. Women are welcome to bring in their children or watch their husbands and tell them exactly how they need to have a haircut,
no,
as he does with Richard
Bay.
Do not
even go in there if you're a woman, I swear.
But who's the man? You lost me. The man in black? He's in the barbershop?
The man in black.
Sometimes
he's in purple, too.
He's the mysterious man in black.
Oh, gotcha.
He doesn't want his name to be mentioned.
We don't use his name.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, but let's go back to...
He also removes the battery from his cell phone when he goes like...
Phil Smith. Sorry. Kitty Connors.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Here for KIXC. We've been talking about the auction, which is a lot of fun, but now we're going to talk about... Talk about the new programming. Now, you mentioned, Phil, you mentioned that you want to get into more into local programming. I personally think that's a great idea. You know, this public broadcasting, and you raise money from the community, and the communities should support, a public broadcasting. It has a lot of things on there for the kids and such that you won't see on commercial channels. You just don't see it anymore. They're not violent enough, or whatever. But there should be a mix, I believe, of programming that affects us directly here in the North State, because you cover the entire North State.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the reasons why that's not just a good mission to have, but it's one that's critical for us, is that, I mean, we've all seen the growth of television channels. And now, for those of you who have seen what H.264 codec can do on the Internet, we're starting to see pretty decent quality HD material across the Internet. And with that happening, you'll be able to see a lot of programs in the next few years on demand, anytime you want, anywhere. And of course, it's natural to question the relevancy of why there's a local television station here in the first place. And... You know, people say, well, is YouTube our competition? I don't really think YouTube's our competition, because you can only watch, you know, Johnny Pulled the Fire Alarm at Walmart so many times, and that's not exactly, you know, ongoing entertainment. But one of the unique missions that we have here is that we can bring multi-camera production that's about the North State, and that's something that you're not going to see. You may see people with camcorders doing, edited documentaries and home movies and things on the Internet. But it takes a television station to be an aggregator of that kind of higher quality content and production to cover the events that are in the North State. And so we recognize that in order to maintain some relevancy and importance to the community, which is what we do, is that we must be further into local production.
You've been listening to Phil Smith, who is our new general manager at Channel 9, and Kitty Connors. We're talking about all things going on with Channel 9. And can we address, again, the other two stations besides Channel 9?
Yes. We've got, of course, 9.1, for those of you familiar with the digital nomenclature, is our HD channel. That is the regular PBS programming that you're used to. 9.2 is a channel called Create, which is a how-to channel. It's got cooking and gardening and home improvement.
Travel.
All
kinds of stuff. It's
and
wonderful.
Then 9.3, which is called World, is a channel that we brought up on July 1st of this year. And it is about international affairs, and it also has some travel and some programming that was on the main channel,
PBS.
Documentaries.
And documentaries.
And all three of those channels are on Charter Cable. At this point, only the main channel is on DirecTV and Dish Network, and we're working on the possibility of getting the other channels up there, but we do appreciate the carriage by Charter here to have all three available for folks. And they're also, of course, available over the air. And everyone at the station, just as a lot of PBS stations, were involved in helping people to make the digital transition, and we're still willing to do that. So if there are folks out there that are getting us over the air, or even if they're getting us on cable and they can't find those other channels, please give me a call or email me, psmith@kixe.org, and honestly, either we'll send somebody out or I'll come out, whatever it takes to get the information you need to get all three of those channels.
I want to go back to local programming, because that's really why I came. One of the shows that we want to do is a show called Unjunked.
Unjunked.
Unjunked. Basically, it's going to be a show about repurposing, recycling. We want to see, and we wanted to come here and kind of announce it on air first, but you take an item that, say, an old washing machine, and you turn it into a barbecue. We want to see those. We want to know about it. We know there's a lot of really creative people here in the North State, and we want to find them. I know south of Reading somewhere there is the front half of a car that is actually running a sawmill. I can't find it anymore. I used to know right where that is. That front end of the car, by the way, is a 1929 Graham Page. My husband almost had a heart attack when he saw that antique car cut in half running the sawmill. But anyway, we would like to know, if you know of somebody, give us a call at the station. But we're looking for some really creative...
Hold that note. People. Take a break. We're going to come back. We're talking about your new programming, some new shows coming up on Junk.
And we have a bunch of questions also from the chat room.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Wonderful.
KCNR 1460.
I need to get back to that.
1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is our number. It's 46 degrees. It's going to be a great day today. It's 8:44 in the morning. On February the 2nd, a Wednesday.
Yeah, that was Tom Petty and How It Feels. We love it. You know, let's just bring it on. And we love great musicians.
This portion.
We love great sound. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue. Mike's Music and Sound. They have rehearsal rooms. They have expert musicians that, of course, will teach you how to play correctly. You want to head out to 243-3774. Give them a call. And like I said, if you're interested in buying a piano or a guitar or it's some kind of sound equipment, head over to Mike's Music.
Hey, you know it, who's on the chat room. Thanks a lot. They said it's a good thing the show doesn't go past 9 o'clock. He'd be late for work, or they'd be late for work Monday through Friday. It's true. It's true what they say. We have a good time. Hey, our guest, Kenny Connors.
Yeah. Hi.
Phil Smith from KIXC.
Hi. Good morning.
You talked about, about the new show.
Absolutely.
About that.
Unjunked. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It is. Unjunked. And so you want local participation in that, of course.
But we're looking for local participation, not just in this program, but we're also looking for independent producers and folks that have ideas for programming, because that's one of the philosophical changes that's going on right now with the station is, television's always been a one-way medium where we broadcast and folks passively watch and have no ability to participate other than maybe occasional volunteerism or being a part of the auction, but we're really looking for the station to almost become an interactive two-way station where there's a public access feature of it where folks can get involved and actually help not only with the ideas of what we should be doing, but actually being involved in television production. Because TV production, we did the parade, it reminded all of us that TV production is hard, but it's also an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there's a great opportunity for people in the community who have ideas and want to participate to join in.
I think this is a great idea. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there with good ideas that could fit in here. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Well, great. This is Jay, our taxi guy.
Oh,
hi. Yellow cab taxi driver. Right?
Good morning. Yeah, I love your shows. I'm almost always listening. Mike, I loved PBS growing up as a kid, and my kids love it too. Martha Speaks and Elmo and all that good stuff. Are you going to be doing any changes to that?
No, the kids' lineup is pretty much staying the same.
Yeah, it's set for right now for this season. We're always looking for new shows, if we should find something that we could add to the lineup. We're always interested in ideas and requests. If you know of any programs, for instance, that your kids are looking for, you know, we'd love to hear your ideas.
You know, we were just talking about children's programming a few minutes ago, and in the afternoons on KXC, we have a show that's Anna of Green Gables, but it's a cartoon version. So I know my generation, we grew up on Anna of Green Gables on PBS, and now our grandchildren get to grow up with Anna Green Gables on PBS. So I just think that's really awesome.
You know, there's something about a stability like that that you kind of like. You know,
absolutely.
You know, there's something you have in common, too. That answer your question there, Jay?
It did. Thank you very much. And as always, you know, Carl and Linda, I love your program. And thank you for the good work you're doing at KIXC. I love it.
Jay, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
Hey, thank you,
thank
Jay.
You.
Okay, let's go to
nice attaboy.
Ed's online, too. Are you still there, Ed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have Nate going crazy. It's his first day by himself. He's got
it going
his
on.
His thumbs are moving.
All right. Wait.
Well, I got two quick comment suggestions.
Okay.
The first is, this is the first I'd ever heard of that third channel you have.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, okay, we need to improve our...
Maybe a public service announcement on your other channels telling the viewers that it's there.
It's not a bad idea.
Because for people like me, let me explain that I live quite a ways from Reading, and I have... pre-digital equipment and over-the-air coverage. I'm going to try and do a channel scan to pick it up, but I as often lose your station as I gain it when I do that. So it's something I haven't done apparently since July when you put the new station on.
Do you have an antenna that's multiband, meaning that it picks up UHF and VHF?
What I have is I have a power-boosted antenna, outdoor antenna. The situation is just that I think you broadcast from Shasta, Bali, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I can't get, for instance, this radio station. I'm listening to it on the computer. I'm just in a marginal reception area. But I'm just saying a lot of people probably don't realize, like me, that since July this new station is, your third station is on the air.
Well, you sound like you know more than the average bear about digital television. Rescanning is usually the answer, but... Would you do me a favor, email or call me at the station later, because I want to ask you a few more questions about your antenna and also let you know some stuff about power boosters, because sometimes a power booster is a great gimmick for a store to sell you. It sometimes makes the problem worse with digital TV.
Well, I've tried various antennas, and it does work. It's a matter of, you're probably aware that I have to physically point the antenna to get different locations to get multiple stations. And I'm literally on the edge of reception, so if the weather's bad, I'll try it now because the leaves are off the trees. That'll give you some idea of the minor interference that drops my signal off.
Right. Also,
it might just be a situation that I bought, you know, the converters when they came out, the rather inexpensive, and I've heard not terribly effective converters is what I'm using now. So maybe when I buy a new TV, I'll get better reception.
Okay. But I want to make
the other point I wanted to get to was... the one thing that I enjoy your station that I'd like to see more of is local news and public affairs. I know you probably, it would be a budget question to actually take cameras out, but if you could just do some more in-depth coverage on local news, I think that would be, a lot of people would like to do that, even if it was a studio show where you had guests and discussed local issues.
Kind of like maybe like a radio show.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about plugging it for Carl there, but I meant I was just saying that it's a pretty limited news in terms of in-depth news stories. It's pretty limited reporting in the North State. The TV stations don't have the ability and time to cover it. The for-profit TV stations. I mean, the news is. Everyone watches the local news, but you get 30 seconds on a subject.
Yeah.
And sometimes stories just don't show up in the paper, and therefore they're not reported.
Well, we're with you, and that's a part of the discussion. So give me a call, though, about the antenna.
Right.
I'd love to help you.
We've got to take a break. We're over our time. Ed, always enjoy your phone calls.
Okay, am I supposed to hold on about the antenna, did he say?
Call me at the station. At KIXC.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Ed. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, local news, local personalities, just for our local market. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, we don't back down either. It's 8:56 in the morning. And this portion of the show, our last segment here, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's for the coffee you want. They've got deluxe great beans for sale and pound bags, not 12-ounce bags, but pound bags for the same price. Outstanding quality, outstanding savings for you. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley support our community just like PBS supports our community. Our guests today, Phil Smith and Kitty Connors. And Phil, I know you needed to
I wanted to thank somebody because our Ready to Learn program, which is a non-television reading program that we also give out free books to the community, had its funding cut by the California state government, and we've struggled to keep the program alive. And at the last moment, when we thought we were running out of steam, we got a grant from the Lucy Packard Foundation for Children's Health through a kidsdata.org grant that's keeping the program alive for at least another 4 or 5 months. And so that was a $10,000 grant. And we're still looking for other funding for this program, but thank goodness those folks stepped forward to answer, quite frankly, a lot of prayers to keep that program alive. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank them. And so Don Suttmuller is going to continue to do those community outreach programs that are free to children in our community.
That's just a wonderful shout-out, and congratulations on that. We have been talking with Phil Smith, who is the new general manager at KIXE, and Kitty Connors. We are going to be tuning in tomorrow night. Actually, I'll talk about it on my show as well, but there's going to be the Sweetheart Auction.
Sweetheart Auction,
and
absolutely.
If you can go to KIXE.com and go to...
.org,
and go find out what the auction items are, which I've had my face in there all day, looking to see how many wonderful things you have. So we can all get ready. What time is it? 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. We hit air at 7 p.m.
Great.
Okay, for the questions in here, Soros. The questions on Soros. Soros is getting into NPR and not necessarily PBS.
Well, that and the Juan Williams controversy are both NPR, which is radio. That has nothing to do with us. I would love to have hired Juan Williams to come and do another local show for us, but he got $2 million from Clocks.
Yeah. Okay.
That's too rich for my blood.
Okay. Now... you know, Phil, we want to have regular updates, and, you know, the big thing is we believe in having a channel like yours, public broadcast, but the public has to support it. I don't think all the funding should come from taxpayer dollars.
Well, and it doesn't. Only a third of it comes from...
Right, and I don't think a lot of people understand this. Just about a third. The rest of it comes from the community. And if the community wants to support this, this is the time to step up. This is going to be a great auction.
Yep, we would not survive without local support from both businesses and private individuals.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
really,
you know what?
It's
a great
it.
Time as usual. Tomorrow, it's getting to be motorcycle season.
Oh.
So we got Bo from Rocky Cycle. He's going to come in and tell you how to get ready, what you should be doing with your bike. To get it ready for the season, get those tires done, get those engines worked on. I need that because it's kind of been sitting there for a while. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Thanks for joining us today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.